One thing that's been a theme throughout this year has been the shift to labor from employees and the idea that you end up with it from employers, excuse me, the idea that companies are losing some of the negotiating power to workers. How much that is, though, is really being represented with all of the disputes having to do with the railroads and the potential strike. There was an agreement negotiated. Not all the unions signed off on it. And President Biden is getting involved. Joining us now to discuss, Jack Fitzpatrick, Bloomberg government reporter. I'm curious from your perspective, Jack, how significant it is that President Biden, the traditionally pro-union president, is going against the wish, frankly, of the overarching vote for this union.
It is significant, and it reflects the fact that this has been a bit of a struggle for him for a few months. This was an issue in September. He has described himself as wanting to be the most pro-union president ever. He got involved, got his White House and his administration involved in the discussions earlier this year. But it's a very significant thing for him to say, well, we have support from 9 of the 13 relevant unions. At this point, we need Congress to get involved, and to add that to a busy lame duck session and say that that has to be an imminent priority and Congress has to get something done and step in by December 9th is clearly a sign that all the other options did not work out.
What's the feeling within the halls of Congress about this, Jack? Is there bipartisan support for kind of pushing something through?
Well, they've got leadership on board. Nancy Pelosi has said that the House is going to vote this week. You know, in the Senate, the Bernie Sanders factor is going to be interesting. He's been critical of the railroads. He is the type to push for more for the unions, obviously. And to what extent he pushes the administration on this, to what extent he slows down consideration is going to be interesting. He hasn't really shown his hand on that. But at this point, it's probably a very good sign for the president that he immediately got some backup from Pelosi saying they're going to act very quickly on this and there will be a vote in the House this week.
Meanwhile, there's a lot of stuff on the agenda, including passing debt ceiling bills and other provisions. Some tax cuts even are at least keeping in place certain tax schemes that a number of people in Congress on both sides of the aisle want to see kept in. There is this leadership meeting in Congress that's coming today, actually at 10:30 a.m. How significant is that in terms of getting some sort of bipartisan agreement on what this lame duck session is going to look like?
That is going to help coordinate the top items. At 10:30, the top congressional leaders are supposed to meet with the president. It would stand to reason they're going to talk about the most urgent deadlines. And as I mentioned, that rail strike deadline is December 9th, and then there's a December 16th deadline to fund the government. They're not making a lot of progress on the government funding talks. So everybody I've talked to, the negotiators are hinting at least a week long stopgap and saying, you know, Richard Shelby, the top Republican negotiating that, said we could be here on Christmas. So that's going to be a high priority. On debt limit, that is probably the most important thing to not happen in the lame duck. Technically, they have until well into next year, but there were discussions of, you know, maybe we get this done before we have a really narrow House majority on the Republican side when it's going to be tougher to negotiate. But the talks have really slowed. And unless the president pushes them for something in this meeting, that seems to have fallen off the table and it'll just be tough negotiations next year. But this will be an important meeting because it seems like the kind of thing they'll come out and say, here's how we're going to approach the top deadlines over the next couple of weeks.
And Jack, we also don't have a second senator from the state of Georgia. How does that play into it?
Yeah, that has slowed down talks on at least government funding. You know, when there's an open seat and they're waiting to see exactly how narrow the margins are, it's tough to have these really critical negotiations because you can't count the votes, literally. So on government funding, we've heard from a few lawmakers that there's been little progress because they're thinking it'll heat up after the December 6th deadline. And you can see that, you know, if you wait until December 6th or later to negotiate a government funding bill that's due on December 16th, you're in a very tough position. So that has slowed things down, at least on the government funding talks, potentially on a number of other things like defense authorization and the other deadlines that they need to meet. So that's a really complicating factor in a busy lame duck, the process of waiting for an election and not being entirely sure how many votes you have on either side in the Senate.
Just quickly here, Jack, when does Nancy Pelosi give up her title as Speaker of the House?
At the end of the Congress. So when they come back, it'll be either January 2nd or 3rd, I believe. That's when they go through the process of electing a new speaker. Now, if I think in a technical capacity, if McCarthy struggles to count the votes and officially become speaker, or whoever on the Republican side, that can complicate the process of handing over the gavel. But functionally, when they start the next Congress, that's when they're going to be working on electing a new speaker and electing new leadership members on the Democratic side as well.
Jack, it sounds like Congress has got a lot to do in the next several weeks. You're going to be busy reporting. I'm not sure you're going to be in Congress on Christmas Day, if these folks are still going to be there. But Jack Fitzpatrick, thanks so much for joining us. Jack's a Bloomberg Government Congress reporter, giving us the update on a pretty big to-do list before they take off for the holidays.